Oh, yes.
How did you do
that?
Yes, it was lovely, you missed.
I know. Sorry about that.
I suppose you couldn't make it.
No, I will, Mrs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's your clever, ain't it? You're not getting any younger.
Well, I don't feel old yet, sir.
Well, you're not feeling it, but you're getting on me now. You can't do the things you used to do. Can't run around on the tree
anymore. Not the right. But anyway, I'm here today, Ricky.
Thank
you, Stephen.
Yes,
I'm going
tomorrow. That's what I say, don't I?
That's right.
Where
are you, Ricky?
I'm very well, thank you.
Did anything tell last night?
Okay, it was last night. Oh, yes, I'm always busy. One way or another. Helping people, trying to help people, isn't it? Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you don't.
You
can never do your best, can't you?
You're helping people,
actually. Oh, I'm doing my best.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Mr. Woods.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
That's right.
I am very pleased to be here.
Sure, very nice you to come.
I'm wondering.
Jenny?
I am Jenny.
You're Jenny.
Good. Come on, Jenny.
I am Jenny.
Yes. Come on, Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes.
I am Jenny.
Yes. Come here.
You know that, Jenny.
Come on, Jenny.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Very well.
I am very well, too.
Sure.
You are spirit. Two.
That's right.
But you are still on the earth.
Yes.
I am a spirit too, not on the earth. That's the only difference between you and me. I have been here a long time now. I did not believe all this when I was on your side. No. Now I know better. You are spiritual beings, as they call them, and understand. You believe in the community. That's why I'm here.
Can you give us a talk,
sir?
Tell us all about yourself.
I'll try. Yeah, thank you. I had my share of trouble. But now I haven't got a care in the world.
Where did you live
on
the earth, Jenny?
That's
what it was. Jenny?
How she's
reading, isn't it?
I was
Jenny?
Brought up in the country.
Yes.
Place called Smallfoot.
Smallfoot.
That is right. Smallfoot. We
yes.
called it.
Yes.
I was one of a family of 11 children.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And when we were quite small children, we would have to be up early in the morning and go to work in the fields. Sometimes potato picking, according to the season, sometimes stone picking, all sorts of things to earn extra few coppers. I married when I was 18. My husband worked on a farm.
Yes.
Labourer.
Oh, yes.
Ploughing, hoeing, and all the rest of it according to the season.
Yes.
Yes. I died in childbirth with my first child. I was out in the fields. In those days, we had to work up to the very last moment. And then you were lucky if you had a doctor.
Yes.
Usually a woman in the village or someone would help.
Oh, that is interesting.
Both the baby and me died in a hedge.
Yes.
I have been here many years now.
Yes.
People don't know what we people had to suffer in those days.
Teddy, yeah. You went over together, you and your baby in the spirit world. Now, did you bring your baby up in the spirit world?
Yes. And I have here now, beside me, my daughter. And if you could see us, we look like each other. I don't look any older, and she has grown up to a fine young woman now. My husband married again.
Yes.
And he is here, and we are often together on this side of life, but we do not live together, but we are together. You understand?
Yes.
I find it very funny coming to talk to you in this way. I hope you can hear what I say.
Jenny, did you, 7 years ago since you died, but it,
must be getting on now for 100 years, I suppose.
Do you remember what king was on the ring when you...
It was the queen. She was on the throne.
Oh, yes, yes.
I once saw the queen. Yes.
Jenny, how do you bring a baby up in a spirit world like that? It'd be so different from the earth, but how do you do it?
Well, as far as I can tell you, the same as you would have done, more or less, on earth. Excepting, as far as I can understand, and my own experience,
yeah.
You don't have some sort of material, as you call it, ways. It's, I suppose, to do... Really, you have to realize that it's the spirit that you are bringing up and educating and helping. It's not the body in the same way. It looks much the same. And it takes time, I suppose, like it would have done on earth, but it is, one is conscious, I suppose, in a way, of time, I suppose, in my case, because I was young and the child was new. I was given the joy of bringing the child up as if it were almost the same as on earth. To gradually watch her grow up and play with other children of the same sort of age and gradually go to school and learn various things that were considered necessary, you see?
Yeah.
And, of course, I taught a little things, and but I realized that I had no education. I couldn't read or write. I'd never been to school in my life, and I wasn't able to do much in that way. All I could help her with was to realize and to think of the right sort of thing, and to pass her time in learning and gaining all the knowledge that she could from others. But she and I were together in a nice little place, a cottage, which I'd always hoped that my husband and Harry would have eventually. But it wasn't to be.
Did you have a cottage on hers?
Well, no. Oh, no. I had to live with his parents.
Oh, you did?
Oh, shocking.
Jerry, what was your married name? Maybe you
know. My name was Wilson.
Jenny Wilson.
That's right, Jane. Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
And his name was Bill.
What are you doing that time? No, Jenny.
I go now to all sorts of interesting places, and I have learned a great deal on this side, and I've educated myself, or been educated, I suppose you'd say. But the funny thing is, coming here seems strange.
It's your first time you've come here.
And I can't seem to get hold of me, old me real self. I find myself sort of like I was. You've got a cold. The fun thing we can have over here. No colds, nothing like that, no sickness, no illness, no nothing like that. Oh, it's wonderful.
Jenny, what is your daughter?
My daughter dances. And she loves music, and she's a beautiful dancer. Oh, she is really beautiful. You should see her. She's like a, what you call it, a fairy.
Yeah.
Because over here, you see, they have great processions and great get-togethers, or, oh, I don't know what you call them, pageants or something like that. And they have great sort of places where you go, and all sorts of beautiful things happen. The music and the colour and dancing and, oh, it's very beautiful. And she plays in some of these here ceremonies, as you call them, you see.
Mm.
And she is really good, you know. I often wondered, you know, because I mean, I knew I'd never had a chance to do anything when I was on your side because of, well, I'd never been to what they call the theatre on your side. The nearest thing I ever went to was something not far from where we lived in a town where they had a company come, some playing, they used to come in the town hall.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'd ever seen. And that was, oh, I don't know, quite know how that was that I went there, but I did.
What was your
hairstyle?
Jenny, what was your hairstyle that you were going to? The hairstyle.
Then there is Bishop's daughter.
Oh, you're on that
one. Oh, Bishop's daughter.
Jenny, when you first started, when you looked around the world in surprise, you were sort of in a quite a different environment with your baby?
Yes, I was.
Hmm?
I was rather, but oh dear, I think there's something gone wrong.
Oh, it's all right, we'll be in the home now. Hold on. Yeah, it's all right, again. Very interesting.
We used to.
Hmm?
We used to have a wagon.
You used to have a wagon?
Haymaking.
Haymaking.
We used to have the wagon.
We used to have the wagon, and we used to go to the nearest town sometimes.
Yeah.
And let us have the wagon. And the villages, we used to go sometimes to the market town. And that's where once I went to this, well, it wasn't a theatre, it was this town hall. And I was doing some plays. I don't remember what it was now. Long time ago, but over here I've seen wonderful plays, wonderful things I have. Oh, it's marvellous. Of course, I'm so different now. Here's me talking to you in this way. And I can hear myself in a strange kind of way. And I'm saying to myself, now that's not you, Jenny. Not as you are now. That's as you was. And you know, it's most funny. It's as if now, as I come and I talk to you, as if I'm the old self. And I wouldn't want to stay like that. Oh, not anything. to be what I am now, and talk and say things like I can do, not like I was.
Oh,
just funny, you box thing, isn't it? Oh, I don't know what they do with it. It's a very funny business, isn't it? I've heard about you, actually, from several friends who've been to these, what you call them, seances. Oh, yes. Oh, I remember those days in the country. Never knew anything much from the time I was all quite a small child. Only the country and the fields and...
Have you traveled around?
They were terrible days. People don't know how terrible they were. The people like us.
Very clumsy, wasn't it?
Oh, terrible. Now, I come and I see what goes on in your world. I don't know. I suppose, of course, things are much better for the ordinary people. Much better. Better, better, better altogether. It is a frightening world. We're all in motor cars and things. And, of course, we have none of them. Oh, horrible. Horrible. Shouldn't want to be with you now. I'm happy. Lovely house, lovely place, lovely people. Oh, goodness me. I wouldn't come back for nothing. Don't mind coming. Just for a minute. Have a word. Oh, but I wouldn't want to come back and talk and make your life. I shouldn't want that. There you go.
Hey, who helped you when this first went over? Who helped you when it was
Well, it was a very beautiful lady. I remember being under the age.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was going to die. I don't know, but I knew I was. And some woman, or two women actually, friends of mine, and one had gone running off to try and get help. The other one was there. And there we was in the age, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to die. I knew, I don't know how I knew, but I knew I was. And it was just as if I don't know, as if I was twisting and twisting away, and I could hear this thing trying to help and comfort, but of course there's nothing they could do under circumstances, and I knew I was going to pass, as you call it, and anyway, I remember sort of losing myself and then finding myself. That's funny, isn't it? And there I was, standing in the field. And I got this baby in my arms. But I just didn't understand it at all that I should be standing in the middle of this field. And, you know, with a baby, and all around me I could see miles of seeing the country. And yet it was not the same country as I've been used to, but different.
More beautiful?
Yes, in a way, but different.
Mm. Yes. Were there trees?
Mm. Well, there was and there wasn't.
Oh.
There were trees, but I knew they weren't real trees. And the countryside wasn't real countryside. And I guess, sort of, deep down inside me, felt lost. As if I was in a dream. And I had a feeling that I was in a kind of dream. And that all these things would disappear. And the trees were different. I've never seen trees like this at all. They were big trees. And they got great big leaves hanging, long branches. And I learned afterwards that they were trees like you see in foreign parts.
Did there flower, a glowing flower along at all?
No, they were just like these palms.
Oh, I see.
Occasionally I've seen in church, but, you know, at Easter. And I realized that I was in the same sort of country, but nothing I'd seen before, and yet it wasn't real. And all of a sudden I saw a procession, but I thought it was of people, all dressed in beautiful garments, coming up a wide sort of road, and I was coming out of this field, and it seemed as if I was on this road, and then as I was walking towards this crowd of people in all these beautiful colors and clothes, as if something was happening to me, and gradually everything changed, and the old scene was different. and I was standing beside, well, what looked like the sea. And yet it wasn't the sea. I'd never seen the sea. I'd never been to the sea. I'd heard about the sea. But I saw all this great water. And, I don't know, I'd read rather from what people had said, you know, that people had read, you know, things, people had read books sometimes, you know. And we used to have someone who sometimes used to read to us, and it sounded as if I was in some foreign part, and it sort of tallied with what I heard about Jesus and Galilee. And there was a lot of people who were standing and listening, and up on the sort of rocks, there was this man, beautiful man, with beautiful black hair, ever so shiny, and beautiful eyes. And he was sort of talking to these people, and there was a lot of children, and I don't know, I just thought, well, this is what I heard in the church when the man read to us and about Jesus and Galilee, and it all seemed to sort of have something to do with him. And I was there with this child of mine, and very sort of, I don't know, all worried, and I didn't know where I was and what I was and who I was. I think it was most peculiar. And it was almost all the time I was thinking of what was happening, and yet at the same time I was thinking about myself and the age and my friend and the baby, and I think I must have been in a peculiar sort of state. That's what I learned since. But evidently, I was in this state of mind. And what I was told afterwards, that what I went through then was a sort of, I don't know whether you call it a dream, but it was a peculiar state where I was in either one place or the other. Anyway, I was sort of caught up in a way with all these here people that were sitting around and listening to, and I could hear this voice. But it was funny because I could hear the voice, and yet the man didn't appear to be speaking anything. And I sort of feel that I was being drawn towards him. And as I walked forward, people sort of moved aside, and there was great sort of music going on. I don't know what it was, because there were no people there playing any fiddles or anything. And it was as if I was sort of, I don't know, hearing things that weren't being said and hearing things that weren't being played in instruments I didn't see. But it was like beautiful church music, but much better than anything we'd ever had in our church. And I could hear this music getting louder and louder and louder. And I could hear this voice which was calling me to go forward towards the man that was sitting on this rock, and this man looked like, well, not like Jesus, because the pictures I've seen of Jesus, he'd always been a fair blow of that man, you know. And this man was dark, all very dark, with very dark complexion, olive complexion, and very black eyes, very wonderful eyes they were. And his hair was hanging to his shoulder. Oh, and I just felt drawn there. And somehow, as I got nearer and nearer and nearer, I don't know, it's as if everything disappeared. Everything just disappears. And then I woke up in a very nice room with the baby beside me in a very nice room. And there were some various people standing there smiling at me.
Thank you,
Paul.
Thank you,
Paul. There I was, in bed, the baby in my arms, in this pussy room, and there were several people standing around. People I didn't know, but all seemed so happy and so kind. And I was told that I had arrived, and that all was well, and there was nothing to worry about anymore. That this would be my home, I would be looked after from the child, and that this would be made up to me for all the unhappiness I've known, and that this would be my future place in which I'd gradually find a new self. That's the way they put it, a new self. I didn't understand. And they said, don't worry. Just be patient and leave everything to us. Just close your eyes and lose yourself. Just be quiet and at peace. And when you come round later, we'll tell you more about everything. But this is not the right moment. Just know that you've come home and you're safe. And so is the baby. And later we'll tell you more about it. Oh, it was wonderful. It was as if in some way this beautiful, beautiful experience, as you say, I had with this beautiful man. And I was told afterwards that this was the Christ manifesting himself as he does. That's the way they put it. And I've learned since many of these things and words and things. Manifesting, they called it, his spirit to those who were coming from the darkness into the light and were being received into the realms of spiritual love. And that this was my reception, they called it, and that all was well. I wasn't to be unhappy anymore, and that my child and I had been given new life in the realms of happiness, as they called it. I suppose they said these things, obviously, that I had understood and that I've learned a lot more since. Much more, oh, much more. But you did ask me about how I came. But I can't say it more now. It's been rather difficult. I had to get someone to help me, because I felt as if I was drifting away from you. But I'm, done my best. For you, and I try and come again to tell you what, you know, how things have been shaped by my coming. But I can say that this business of dying, well, nothing much to it, really. I suppose it's natural. We all fear it, and on your side, but it's natural, and it's, well, not a different, really, in the way of being born. Which in a kind of way, in a way it was again. It's like being born again. Yeah. Like we was told in the old days in the churches. But of course it's natural. Nothing unnatural or strange. No one need worry. I'm beautifully happy. And I'm very much, well, I'm very much more advanced, I suppose, now, obviously. But you did ask me to talk about that. Yeah. You know, so that's why I tried to get on to my thoughts on the old things, the early things, you see. Anyway, I'll come if I can another time. Yes, I must go. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ricky.
We had to have a great deal towards the end. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
The